I have a message for you tonight that is not a normal message. So we're going to have to pay close attention. But also I'm praying, I'm thinking about now the remnant of my members who are here. I'm not talking about you. But I'm thinking about that this church cannot handle to be the headquarters for my ministry. People are too sluggish and too country and too selfish and too traditional. They don't recognize what God is doing. I have LTMA, I have Ever Increasing Word Ministry. I don't know, I'm praying about it because, you know, I could preach every Sunday somewhere else.
That's right, Dad. Yes, sir.
You know, and now you all are faithful, don't get me wrong. You all are faithful, I know the faithful one, but there are those who are so stubborn. When I call this meeting, they should be here. You know, and you can handle disrespect so long and no longer. You know, I'll still be here for you all, but as being the headquarters, I don't know if this church can handle it because there's so much God want to do. So tonight, I think the last count was online was 5-something. I want 20 new partners tonight. Anybody in here not a partner, I want you to hold your hand up. I want 20 new partners because I'm going, if anybody in here, you're not a partner, I want you to become a partner. That's one hand. Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else, just be honest with me. If you're not a partner, I want you to become a partner. I want 20 new partners. I want on the line, out of that 500-something, they got 20, 19 people. That's one lady here. Give her a packet in the back. But I want 19 other people. I just want to see something here. Out of the 500 some on the line, I need 19 to call in. Leroy, would you remind me when they call in? Would you get the number when they call in? Let me know. Whenever I need 19. That's a question I asked for 20 partners because what I'm going to do is I'm going to start working through the partnership.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because, you know, I got these guys here, they backed me up 100%. And, it's time to make haste.
Yes, sir.
You see, I've been obsessed with God for 40-some years. And so I have a divine addiction for the things of God. I'm not hurting, I'm just telling the truth. I think I need to talk about it to let you know that the Lord said to Joshua in Joshua 1:7, be of good courage. And so, you know, I know the revelations and the anointing that God is releasing on my life now. I need people who are ready for it. You follow what I'm saying? And so I think the people don't even recognize the gift. There'll be an Easter Sunday morning squatting around with a little new outfit on, you know. I got no time for this, man. You know what I'm saying? But I know I have faithful members here. And, you know, I guess all pastors go through this to a certain degree, but I don't lack it. And I guess my apostleship coming out of me, you know. As a pastor, I could take being stupid. Pastors take a lot of stuff, you know. But as an apostle, I don't have to take it. And, you know, so I have to do some praying about this. You know, like I said, we got all these organizations ready to go. And the headquarters don't have to be here. You follow what I'm saying? If they're not ready to go for it. I know that's a remnant here, but you still can go with me.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I know my remnant now. I know. Yeah, every pastor knows his remedy. He knows that who he can depend on, you know what I'm saying? But that's just, did anybody call in yet? Want to check out that, you know, it might be a bunch of partners, but I want 20 partners. That's one lady already, so it's 19 until a year, and all the rest of y'all are partners already. I'm going to press forward in outreach ministry.
Yes, sir.
Man, there's so much going on in the spirit world, you know what I'm saying? For people to be so normal and so natural. This Holy Week.
Yes. Right. Right. What it's all about.
Right. These guys done flew in from other states to be here. Yeah. It's Holy Week, man. And you know, church, it rain. What? I stopped the storm. My wife and I, we talked to the tornado and wind and hail and all that talking about. And my wife said, no, you can't do that. Can't do it. And I know some of y'all, but we stopped that. Don't ever agree with the weather report. You can determine how it come out. So we stopped that. I mean, a little raining will hurt you, you know. But, you know, hail and wind and all that and tornadoes and all that stuff, you know. How are we going to function this Holy Week? You're going to come there with all this mess. So you know, I'm going to be praying about it. I need you to be praying about it. You know, I'll follow the Holy Ghost. But I know there's a bursting loose that the Lord really wants. And he can't get it with contrary people. He can't get it with people who are not going to yield to the leadership as they should. Enough is enough. I got enough members to fill this church up. Yeah. But they're doing what they want to do. They're going to have that Good Friday. But it ain't going to be by Jesus. Can't be. If I got five nights going on, you're going to have a Good Friday and you're not at the meeting. Can't be by Jesus, Melvin. How are you going to be by Jesus? And y'all know pastors, we run through that, you know. We go through that, but the apostleship coming out of me. I don't have to be putting up with this. You doing what you want to do. Bible says, take heed to yourself and to all the flock. What's the Holy Ghost made you overseer? Yeah, I'm either going to be an overseer or else. And so then they'll be calling for me. You know, they'll call for me and say, I need this, I need that, I need you to pray for me. You know, yeah, I know.
Yes, sir.
So, pray for them. Yeah, because they need to learn the right. The message that I'm going to teach tonight, they will miss another level in the spirit. You get it. Now, the people online, a lot of my members on the line right down the street. They're online there. I see you. But that's disrespectful for you to be at home and your apostle and pastor out here laboring. That ain't right. That ain't right. So, I don't speak no blessing on you. But it's not right. Not right. And so, and the body of Christ need to see this. The body of Christ has never seen this before because just put up. People who say they matured. You know what I'm saying? We don't have to put up with that. So, Les, you got any calls yet? I'll keep working on them. Yeah. Let's pray. Lift your hand. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight for insight, revelation. This revival has been blessed. And we have received instruction and direction. I know you're going to show us some more things tonight. We're thankful for everything you are doing in our lives. We're thankful we're here together. We're here to hear from you through the Holy Spirit. That we can do a better job and go forward in the things of God. Thank you so much for what you have said to us thus far. Thank you for the time we had to praise you and glorify you and magnify your name during this week of remembrance of what a great week it is. We give you thanks. We thank you for joy and peace, revelation. We thank you. Lord, I'm glad I got that out. Glory to God. We thank you for the fresh anointing on every person under the sound of my voice here in Darrow and around the world. We thank you for these pastors who have made their way to be here with us. And thank you for their ministries and their members that are here with us. We praise you and glorify you. Lord, let your name be magnified. Thank you for Jesus. And thank you for him dying on the cross. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, shake hands with a few people. We'll go to work. Y'all go to work.